We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
Club dub was turned into a verb. Like they, it was like they were debating run or pass for a play call, or like to go for it or not to go for it. It was to dub or not to dub. That is the question.
You're going to club dub this win? You're going to club dub this win, guys? Come on.
You know, I think the least of my concerns is club dub. I agree wholeheartedly, by the way. I would not have done it.
Man, sports fans, we're so often just...
It's the best.
How do we all get happy at the same time, right?
That's right.
You win a game and you're upset.
As of right now, I would close club dub for the next few games until we earn the right to have it open.
No.
You got to earn the right to go into club dub.
Oh, boy.
Dexter, club dub for meaningless wins is the most millennial thing ever.
Go ahead and dub it up.
Close club dub, mob.
Shite town, shut down.
Club dub,
mob.
Let the mob in club
Free
dub.
Free club dub! Come on, people!
These are the smallest issues of our time.
Close club dub.
What? A health inspection violation at club dub.
I watched you pick up raw chicken all night in your hand and then touch cooked food. Take that food, throw it away. Throw it all away. Shut it down.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings.
Club dub on a poppin', baby.
Club dub about to be poppin'.
Sorry, we're closed.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
That song is just catchy, man.
Oh, it's so good, yes. And some people think they're having a flashback. Is one of my favorite afternoon shows signing off? No, we're signing on, right? Just getting started with Closing Time. Band out of Minneapolis called Semisonic.
You spent a lot of time with that band.
Oh, yes. We want to thank you for letting us take you home on this Tuesday night. Along with Danny Parkins, I'm Danny Mac. Thanks for making us your choice.
Well done, Chris Tannehill. Studsy in for Shep. Top of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Fan 4-packs are a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 1 large popcorn, and 1 low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are winners. We are the Wolves. This hour brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. More horses, more races, and more action.
They fly them there.
Yes, in airplanes.
To the race. Yes, they do. It's interesting. They fly them.
It's a novel concept. It makes all the sense in the world. So,
how the hell do you get a horse from Ireland to here and ready to race?
Well, it's even more interesting than that. They fly them. They put them in a plane.
Who knew?
Makes all the sense in the world. It's a good question. So I feel awkward today, Mac, because you're right. It has been 929 days since the 2017 draft. But we got some new information this morning.
The plot thickened a little bit today based on a trip deep dive into the drafting history of their quarterback.
Yeah, Rich Campbell and Dan Wiederer did an exhaustive deep dive into the 2017 draft.
Well, it is draft day.
And the processes behind the selection of Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, and Mitch Trubisky by their respective teams. And I will admit that it's a little personal because I watched every snap of Deshaun Watson in college. My wife is a Clemson alum. We watch every game together. He's my favorite college football player ever. And I was beating the drum leading up to that draft saying he should be the number one pick in the draft in front of Myles Garrett. I watched him in 2 championship games against Alabama have over 900 yards of offense and 8 touchdowns. I saw him beat Ohio State in a playoff game. I saw him beat Oklahoma in a playoff game. I saw him beat Alabama in a title game. I saw him beat Lamar Jackson when they were top 25. beat Auburn top 25, beat Florida State top 10, beat Notre Dame. Like, I watched this guy put together one of the great modern college football careers.
That's exactly what he did, yes.
And I was convinced that he was going to be a star NFL quarterback. But after the Bears traded up from 3-2 and took Trubisky, I came on the air the next day and I said, listen, I didn't do a scout's worth of background on Trubisky or Pat Mahomes. Watson was selected third. There were plenty of analysts who had Trubisky first. And I was willing to give Ryan Pace the benefit of the doubt because I assumed that he did all of the extensive homework and legwork possible to draft and select a franchise quarterback for the Bears, where they picked a quarterback at number 2 overall, higher than any Bears quarterback had been picked in the history of the franchise.
That's right, yes.
So I gave him the benefit of the doubt that he had done the work that I felt like I had done on Deshaun Watson because of fandom, that he had done on all of the top quarterbacks because, you know, it's his job. And then I read this piece from... I read this piece from Rich and Dan today, and I felt like Mitch Trubisky and his head was going to explode. How do you hold a private workout with Mitch Trubisky at North Carolina and go out to a steakhouse dinner with Mitch?
Boom.
And do the same thing in Lubbock with Pat Mahomes, but your only interaction with Deshaun Watson is the 15-minute car wash combine interview and with every other team in the NFL at his pro day. How? I was speechless when I found
maybe
out.
Maybe it wasn't in the budget for three steak dinners for the Bears' future quarterback. I don't know. It's a depressing read is what it is. It's very dispiriting to learn that today.
You can't spend 6 hours with Deshaun Watson? You can't fly to Clemson? You can't fly to South Carolina. You can't fly to Georgia, where he's from. Like, you can't meet him at some clandestine location and have a meal.
Yeah. Well, do you know? I don't think it was mentioned. Did the Bears medical staff check red boxes? You know, red boxes. Longtime friend of the afternoon show here. All of them. did they have bad? Because he had one surgery. Yes, he came back and still kept accomplishing things after his ACL reconstruction.
He had the ACL at the end of his freshman year, missed most of the next year, came back, and then went to 2 title games.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
He was cleared. So, I mean, I suppose it's possible, but they didn't share that publicly.
What you describe as a 15-minute car wash, just a cursory interview that happens in Indianapolis at the Combine. I don't know if that includes the medical staff taking a look at them. That would be the only thing I can think of that would, and I still don't find it to be defensible that they didn't at least give him the time of day.
I don't, when Ryan Pace said that, or the article says that Ryan Pace was obsessed with finding a franchise quarterback in that draft and that he was.
If he's obsessed, then he'd talk to every damn one of them for an entire evening. Yes.
Of course. You meet with the guy who won the quarterback of the year award back-to-back years in college football.
I would think that would be part of what you do, yes.
Because
that should be part of your work.
How much of the conversation the last 2 years on this show and elsewhere has been, how could you possibly spend 6 hours with Mitch Trubisky
and
6 hours with Deshaun Watson and come away more impressed with Mitch? We got our answer.
I didn't
meet with Deshaun Watson. that's how it happened.
Imagine watching Deshaun Watson take apart Alabama in the national championship 2 years in a row and not even meeting with him outside the combine.
It honestly never even entered my consciousness.
That was a possibility?
That it was a possibility.
I didn't think so either.
He was runner-up for the Heisman Trophy. This is not a subtle college prospect. He wasn't Adam Shaheen's quarterback at Ashland.
Right.
Like this is a marquee.
Pretty big stage for an entire college career.
This is a marquee elite talent. And you don't want to break bread with the man? You don't want to spend any time with him? I don't understand. It's unforgivable. It's indefensible. It makes no sense. It's worse than falling in love with Trubisky's attributes. It's worse than John Fox. It's worse than Kevin White. It's worse than Trey Burton. It's worse than Adam Shaheen. It's the most indefensible thing has done. It's the worst.
And I'm all for compiling a dirty Baker's Dozen list on Ryan Pace's major gaffes. Salute today if you want to, because I'm all for digging in on this guy, because this is an appalling revelation today, and it's unacceptable. And a few texters have said terminable offense. Here's the bad news. We can gnash teeth about this for a 929th day today and a 930th tomorrow and keep going through the rest of the season. Ryan Pace isn't going anywhere. That's the unfortunate part of this. If this is, you find this to be so off-putting, you want to see the man removed, you're not going to get your wish.
I agree. Listen, Mitch will be here the rest of this year and likely next year, hopefully next year with competition. And Ryan Pace got extended, and Ryan Pace won a bunch of games last year
and
was
an
executive
award.
Of the year and got his contract extension
an
and
award.
Built this defense. I'm not saying that everything Ryan Pace has done has been bad, but this is a failure. It's an abdication of your responsibilities. You have to turn over every stone if you're drafting a quarterback with the third or second overall pick in the draft, and you don't find it in your time to spend a day with the guy who beat Alabama for a national title? How? And I'll tell you what, it's not a good look that John Fox was apparently convinced that Deshaun Watson was the best guy, and Ryan Pace kept his decision to draft Trubisky from John Fox and wouldn't even meet with the guy that Fox was recommending. Because that lends more evidence to Ryan Pace gets his guy. We talk about earmuffs and blinders for Mitch Trubisky.
Earmuffs.
This is just Ryan Pace. He falls in love with attributes, the scouting background, and he goes up and he gets his guy, and he doesn't see anything else.
This is all a problem.
So he's not listening to his head coach?
Well, and there's the other side of this is, what in the hell do you program 6 hours? How do you program 6 hours with Mitch Trubisky? What in the hell do you wind up talking about? It had to be a lot of football in that. I can't imagine they programmed it with much else.
I'm with you. But
you get to the point where you're asking him what his favorite color is. He can't talk for 6 hours. These are 6 hour conversations, right?
That's what they were
saying.
They're
going to do a lot of get to know you stuff. They're going to talk football. They're going to talk philosophy, leadership.
The whole thing.
Commitment, all of it.
That was the thing. They wanted to remember all the stories. They fell in love with, he had the old Camry, and they went down and Mitch booked the reservation at the steakhouse under James McMahon, and they thought that was funny because it was the Jim McMahon alias. And so they did the private workout away from Hallis Hall. Someone walked up on the field and said, "Hey, what team are you guys from?" Ryan Pace lied and said the Cowboys, because he went to the Sun Bowl in the hat and the disguise on a ticket and not a press pass, because he wanted to be all clandestine about how much he was infatuated with Mitch Trubisky, but he was doing all these cutesy little narrative building things so he could tell everyone on the back end how smart and clever he was, that he had found his guy, and he forgot to look at Deshaun Watson. Come on. He was right there in front of you on national TV.
Yeah.
ABC, ESPN, every week, prime time.
Danny's just personally insulted by this. It's so funny.
Dude, I've been joking.
I'm with you on this.
Stussy, I've been joking on these shows for the last couple of years that I knew more about Deshaun Watson than Ryan Pace because I had watched all of his games. It might not be a joke.
Please make this personal.
It seems like John Gruden spent more time with Deshaun Watson before the draft for his Gruden QB Camp TV show than the general manager of the Chicago Bears.
Who's going to draft a quarterback and described himself as obsessive about it.
How is it possible that John Gruden gets more FaceTime with Deshaun Watson than Ryan Pace? It never even entered my mind that it was possible. It's unforgivable.
It
is an unforgivable mistake.
What should keep you up overnight, Bears fans, is he's going to be the guy entrusted to find the next one, too. That's going to be his decision also. He'll make that decision with the coaches right after this season concludes as to who's going to augment the roster next year in training camp opposite Mitch Trubisky, who will be back likely.
That is the next problem.
Yeah, it's going to be him again.
It never even dawned on me that it was possible that he didn't fully vet all of the top quarterbacks in the draft.
Yeah, it's a really bad optic. It's
it, It doesn't make any sense.
Especially when you consider the history of this franchise at quarterback. You need to be looking at, like, you need to look at everyone. Everyone thoroughly, because they've gotten this wrong continuously before him, before the guy before him, and all the way back to God knows how long. And they're going to get it wrong after him, too. This is just what the Bears do.
You're probably right, and I know that you are a diehard, passionate Bears fan. And what sucks is, man, you just don't know when they're going to be in that position again to draft an elite blue-chip talent. And all of you saying that there was a red flag on the injury, the guy played in two national championships since he tore his ACL, and he was a first-round pick.
Well, what I suggested was maybe the Bears doctors looked at him. And I'm not saying that I know this to be true. I'm saying it's a possibility they didn't like the way his knee looked or was responding to something.
I suppose it's possible.
It is very possible. There are a lot of guys who will scratch a guy off. A lot of teams have scratched. Tommy Harris, when the Bears drafted him, was sitting there at 14th. There were 7-8 teams ahead of the Bears. He wasn't even on their board because of the knee. No interview there either, I'm assuming.
It's possible, but I don't want to give them that excuse without knowing it, because there was nothing about Deshaun Watson. Like, yes, some people said he had a slender frame and he'd already had the injury, but he came back from it. Like, there was nothing that was talked about with Deshaun Watson publicly where the Bears did an examination of him and got a red flag. When would they have done this examination? They met with him at the combine. And a pro day.
Yeah.
But it wasn't they didn't have their own doctors do a strength test of his
knee.
I don't know when
that happens. Like, I don't know.
He didn't meet with him voluntarily. He voluntarily did not meet with the best quarterback in college football for a 2-year period of time.
These are the Lake Foresters, man. These are the people who make the most important decisions there just don't seem to know what they're doing a high percentage of the time. Now, it was also Ryan Pace who made the great trade for Khalil Mack, but you wonder when the final chapter is written in the Ryan Pace story as general manager of the Bears, what that's going to have meant. What will the sum of that be? Will they ever get to a Super Bowl because of other decisions they've made personnel-wise, especially on the offensive side of the ball? I think he's been an abomination there.
He has been, and
he's
been
bad.
And I don't know if he'll get past it or if he'll learn from it, because I don't know when he'll be in the position again to have his choice of quarterbacks. It's hard to get into that position.
It's a good year for quarterbacks this year, is what all the college football experts, the draftniks, are saying. It's going to be a very deep year at quarterback. So maybe if he gets creative, he could trade his way up into the back end of the first round.
Maybe.
He's got some things to move to get there. He's got two second-round picks. And
he's got 2 seconds.
And how many thirds? Just one third? They have just one third?
I think they only have 5 picks total, but 2 seconds. And then they're hoping for the compensatory pick from Mike Davis. But great reporting from Dan Wiederer and our guy Rich Campbell. Whenever you can take a story that has been as discussed as this one, in a city and media market like this for, as you pointed out, over 900 days and uncover new details and revelations, you've accomplished something in your reporting. So great job by the Tribune and the two Bears beat writers over there.
It's good stuff. And I would challenge him to get some information on how they programmed 6 hours with Mitch Trubisky 3 years ago. I'd love to know what that sounded like. What were some of those conversations about?
I'd love to know it.
I cried at the end of Old Yeller. I did.
I'd love to know how Bears fans feel about it, if I'm being too hard on Ryan Pace for that. It never dawned on me. I was speechless today. Clearly, I'm not speechless now about it, but you voluntarily chose not to meet with Deshaun Watson. It's baffling. It is a singularly baffling move, and I would posit to you the worst thing, the most indefensible thing of the Ryan Pace era. We'll hear from you on the crazy bombshell story in the Tribune coming up. Boomer Esiason at 3. It's Mack and Parkins on the Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Deshaun Watson, quarterback, Clemson.
Watson, shotgun. Hopkins, short side left. Two receivers to the wide side right. One back, Duke Johnson. First and goal at the 9. Deshaun calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Watson looking. Pocket collapsing. Watson trying to get away. He does to the right. Throws to the end zone. Caught by Fells. Magical. Touchdown, Houston. And the Texans take the lead. And Watson is shaken up at the 15. He's face down. Somehow, he got away again.
Yeah, because he's a magician. And through the audio magic of Chris Tannehill, we could imagine what it would have been like if he would have been a Chicago Bear. This hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Wolves, the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to ChicagoWolves.com/youth hockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. Dan Wiederer and Rich Campbell today in the Tribune revealing that those of us who gave Ryan Pace the benefit of the doubt and said, of course, he turned over every stone and exhausted every option to figure out who the quarterback was in 2017. He just messed up in his evaluation of Trubisky over Watson and Mahomes. We learned today that he did not give the same attention of resources to Deshaun Watson as he did to the other two for reasons unknown.
Do you believe this is a fireable offense? I didn't ask you if you think they'll fire him. I don't suspect you do think they'll fire
him.
No,
they will not.
But to you, do you think this is a terminable offense?
No, I don't, because Ryan Pace, I'm sure, has some explanation for it.
What would that be? Other than medicals.
I don't know what it would be other than medicals. Like this guy on the text line, OMG, just get over it. Pace didn't like him for whatever reason, wrong or right. It was his choice. Just because you had a man crush on him in college doesn't mean that everyone did. I'm not saying that because I liked him in college.
I think what Dan did, right. Danny, what he's suggesting is, why didn't you sit down with him for 6 hours as you do
just
with
do
another
work.
Guy who's played 13 college games and never outside of the big stage that was, what did Trubisky play in? The Sun Bowl? He was in the Sun Bowl.
Yeah, 13 starts at North Carolina, one
What's
season
that?
Of
is
ACC.
Is that El Paso, Texas? Is that where they play the Sun Bowl?
I'm not 100% sure where that game was played.
It used to be a Vern Lundquist game.
Listen,
El Paso.
A ton of experts had Trubisky as the top guy, as detailed in the piece and as we've talked about many times.
It's not the point. He didn't interview everybody. There was another guy available who had some pretty damn impressive credentials and has gone on and prospered at a much higher level, and he didn't sit down with him.
Yeah,
that would be a fireball offense.
Just do your job, and I can't believe it. It seems insane. That on one hand, like, I feel like it's just Ryan Pace who sees his guy and will move a mountain to get his guy.
That's his history,
and
yes.
Forgets about all other things.
Right. That's trading up for guys like Anthony Miller.
Yeah, he just, and sometimes.
Gotta have him.
Gotta get him.
We'll perish without Anthony Miller.
It doesn't make any sense to do it at quarterback. Like, if you were hell-bent on getting a quarterback in that spot, was it you were just afraid to listen to John Fox? You knew John Fox was getting fired. He wasn't the coach who was going to be there, so he must have been wrong about the quarterback that he liked, so you were just ignoring John Fox. Is that possible?
That's something I was going to mention. It's like, maybe he just didn't want to listen to John Fox, which I kind of understand, given John Fox's tenure here. But I'm not saying that's forgivable. That's not a good reason why you don't talk to Watson.
Right. Like, maybe you went in with an anti-Watson bias because you were already anti-Fox.
You shouldn't. No, you shouldn't be. You got to separate the two.
And you can
and you should use Fox's input. He's been in the league a hell of a lot longer than you have been.
Well, and you can take Fox's advice.
You being Ryan Pace.
Yeah, you being Ryan Pace. You can take Fox's advice for the quarterback and then still fire John Fox. Right? You could do both.
Yeah.
But how many times have we asked, how do you sit in a room with Deshaun Watson and Mitch Trubisky and come away more impressed than Mitch Trubisky?
I don't know.
We got the answer. We got the answer. You don't sit in a room with Deshaun Watson. That's the answer.
That's the answer, yeah.
We learned today.
Only do one interview.
Right? Two. He. That's the other thing. It's not like he fell so in love with Trubisky from the tape that he only went to the dinner and did the private workout with Trubisky. He also did it with Mahomes. He actively chose not to do it with Deshaun Watson when he was the best quarterback in college football over a two-year sample. When Ryan Pace was the GM of the Bears, charged with finding the next great quarterback of the Chicago Bears, or arguably the first great quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and since Sid Luckman, and will be going forward. And that's the thing that is suffocating more than anything for me, is the dude's not going anywhere. He's going to be the guy who's entrusted to make the next call on who quarterbacks the Bears. Who does Matt Nagy get next?
This segment brought to you by AutoZone. In search of a car battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures, AutoZone has you covered. They have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to plow through winter. They're tested in the most extreme conditions. Just visit AutoZone.com to learn more.
It's a drought, Danny. We're amidst a drought in Chicago.
Ricky in Rosemont, a drought of what? Of sports?
Sports, yeah. Okay. We're in a drought and about.
Because we're hydrated, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got my water. Not, you got your water.
Not a literal drought. Okay, just a sports drought. We can survive those.
You got to replace those electrolytes with Gatorade and water so you don't get dehydrated.
Thank you, Mitch. Ricky in Rosemont. You think I'm being too hard on Ryan Pace here?
I really do think you are. You know, I look at it as nothing's ever a given. Mitch looked good that year, but we got to move on. Ryan Pace has done a lot of good things for the Bears now. He brought in Eddie Jackson, Cleo Mack. He pissed the Andrew Heen horribly. So he's got to keep moving on. I think now you play out Mitch's last year. You see what happens. And you have those 2 seconds. Maybe you can move up. You're not going to get Joe Burrow. You're not going to get, Tua. But you're going to, you might get maybe Jalen Hurts, and who I think looks fantastic.
Listen, going forward, separate for a second here, can you defend Ryan Pace not meeting with Deshaun Watson?
No, you probably can't, but, you know, Deshaun Watson had those injuries. Deshaun Watson could have done this, could have done that.
He had an ACL reconstruct, but did play 2 more years after the surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. No, listen, I just...
Other injuries came in his pro career.
Yeah, I don't want to make up excuses for Ryan Pace that they're not offering. He declined to be interviewed for that story in the Tribune. At some point, I'm sure he'll be available after the season.
He doesn't talk much.
Where he'll be asked some of those questions, so he has plenty of time to formulate an answer. But my God, and I'm not even saying that at the draft, you know, there was the slender build thing. Right, there was some injury question with Deshaun Watson. I'm not claiming that there wasn't.
It's the most important position in sports, and he didn't complete all of his homework for the draft. And if you take it another level, you look at all of the other ways this offense has been handicapped. Ryan Pace's fingerprints are on all of it. He made one good move, and that's Allen Robinson. The Trey Burton signing was a mistake. Adam Shaheen was a mistake. The money he gave to all of the offensive linemen in the last 18 months, he overpaid for those guys. Maybe James Daniels will wind up being a good, long-standing veteran presence on their offensive line, but he's still a work in progress. Maybe he hits with David Montgomery, but he's done almost nothing to make them better offensively. Almost nothing.
And the texters who are saying, because that's obviously true, like, even if Pace would have gotten it right at quarterback, this is where quarterbacks go to die. They wouldn't have developed him the same. Watson wouldn't be the same.
Some guys make players around him better.
Yeah, but also not really the point.
Like, no, it isn't the point. The point is he didn't do his job.
Correct.
Interview people.
Like, if you, yeah. I don't want to go one more.
6 more hours with these kids.
I obviously agree that if Pat Mahomes was a Bear, he would not be as good as if he was a chief with Andy Reid and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Like, we are in agreement on that.
The cheetah can run, man.
Yes, he can. But he'd be better than Mitch Trubisky. And at least Ryan Pace interviewed Pat Mahomes.
Yes, he did. Give him credit for that.
He didn't meet with Deshaun Watson.
He met with him, didn't like him.
If not just to say, how did you have 900 yards of offense in two games personally against Alabama? How did you do that? Those are really fun games. I'd be interested to know, how did you accumulate 8 touchdowns in 2 games against Alabama? Hey, remember when you blew out Oklahoma and Ohio State in playoff games, made them look like they didn't deserve to be on the same field with you? How'd you do that? That was awesome.
Some of you are continuing to miss the point. I don't think Parkins is unaware. He hasn't denied that general managers make mistakes.
All the time.
What he is upset about is the absence of doing your job and interviewing a candidate who clearly should have been in the picture for the Bears to draft, going after a quarterback, being willing to trade up. I don't know how anybody can say that that's an acceptable behavior. Danny's not quarreling with the idea that everyone makes mistakes. We know that.
Of course.
This is a preparation mistake. This is not checking all of your boxes. This isn't doing your job.
It doesn't make any sense to me. These quotes are crazy. This guy, Quincy Avery, one of Watson's private quarterback coaches, close confidant, quoted in the Tribune. It just seemed like a big mistake on their part, Avery said. If the Bears were truly on the hunt for a franchise-changing quarterback, Avery wondered, why wouldn't they do the full gamut of homework on a 2-time recipient of the Davey O'Brien Award given to the top quarterback in college football? Why hadn't the Bears held a private workout with Watson or taken him to dinner as they had with Trubisky and Mahomes? That's a great question to me. It's an amazing question. Maybe you get swayed in that meeting. Maybe Deshaun Watson's personal character of growing up, going home from home and in poverty and in the Habitat for Humanity house that Warwick Dunn's charity provided him, and then with his mom overcoming cancer, and hey, how did you come back from adversity of, you know, the tearing your ACL your freshman year and then playing against Bama and then all the things? Like, maybe you get in a room with him and you talk to the kid and you get blown away by his personal character and his football character. Seems possible.
Yes, it does.
It seems possible. Well, but I would have at least liked them to pick up the check at a Morton's.
Pop for the Cajun ribeye. That's my favorite thing on the menu there. Just love the Cajun ribeye.
It's delicious. Yeah. Whatever Deshaun Watson wants. He wants pork chops, it's fine. God. Didn't even meet with him.
But was knocked out by Mitch Trubisky. Maybe that's what precluded the Watson trip. Mitch was so impressive. I don't need to see anybody else. But I just spent 6 hours with Mitch Trubisky, who turned off a Division I college program because of his apparent lack of smarts. No scholarship for this guy.
Earmuffs.
But don't forget, Deshaun Watson also called his shot about taking Trubisky over him on Good Morning Football.
You're an ACC quarterback, a superstar. There's this other cat from the ACC, Mitchell Trubisky, and now you guys are kind of being held in the same conversation. As someone who did it on the field, as someone who won the national title, who did it on the biggest bright lights, what's your response to people who say, I like Trubisky more than Watson?
Hey, man, you're going to have to live with the consequences that come with it.
Love it.
You know, that's how I see it. You know, I try to stay in my own lane and try not to, you know, take that path. And, you know, I respect Mitch and what he's done and all the hype he's getting, but at the same time, you know, all my results speak for itself. And, you know, I feel like I've accomplished a lot, accomplished everything that I could. And, you know, it just, I guess if that's who they're going to roll with, then, hey, so be it.
Live with those consequences.
Right. I like that.
That's a good word.
I'm trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
We're living with that.
You could have had Deshaun Watson.
We're living with earmuffs and no TVs.
Didn't even have dinner with him. Oh, brunch! An omelet!
Home of the 2-for-12 on third down conversions against the Detroit Lions.
A never-ending...
Coffee?
A never-ending pasta bowl. Something! Anything!
What about breadsticks at Olive Garden?
That's great!
That would have been great.
Yeah!
Breadsticks and salad?
Go to Zaxby's in South Carolina, get some chicken tenders. The possibilities are endless.
Food is ridiculously cheap in Clemson, South Carolina.
Later on today, it won't be anytime real soon, but later on today, I'll try to cheer you up with a little bit of Bulls conversation because the Bulls are back on United Center hardwood tonight, taking on the Knicks. And I heard some spirited NBA chatter today on the station I want to share with our listeners. It's just like, if you think it's bad with the Bears, we're introduced you to the character of a few other young athletes in town and see how they're handling their struggles this year with a 3-7 start.
We'll do that. Coming up, Boomer at 3 o'clock, and there's some broadcast fun during Monday Night Football to get to as well. It's Mack and Parkins on the Score.
Tyler Ott is the Seattle long snapper. It is a winless night here in Northern California. The holder will be the punter, Dixon. The kicker, Jason Myers, with a 42-yard field goal try on the grass far hash. Good snap. Ball put down. The right footed kick is up. End over end. It is good. Seattle has won in overtime. They empty the bench. Crowd around the Seattle kicker in the middle of the field. And the undefeated San Francisco 49ers season has come to an end. First loss.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One was very cod last night. This segment sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. See how simple losing weight can be with Nutrisystem. The meals come to your door. You eat the food and lose the weight. Order at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
He did it again, didn't he?
It is cod.
It was cod again.
Delicious, delicious.
He's
cod.
Not hearing that.
Cod! It is cod!
It's certainly not good. It could be could, or it could be cod.
Yeah, I'm definitely hearing could.
It is cod!
Cod! That's could.
Yeah, it's probably could. Kevin Harlan. Very enjoyable.
Kevin Hart. Well, yes, and I was at home watching, so I got the human fire alarm, Joe Tessitore. But forget Tessitore. Just the game itself last night. What a wonderful football game. Lots of defense, man. 10 sacks. Both teams had 5 sacks.
Best game I've ever seen Jadeveon Clowney play.
Yeah, he was tremendous last night. Most of it against Mike McGlinchey.
Yep.
Now he served under the great Harry Hiestand. How can that be? How can a Harry Hiestand?
I got a few ideas.
Disciple struggle like that. You had, 5 fumbles lost in the game? You had defensive touchdowns all over the place. It was a terrific football game. Lots of big plays, splash plays all over the place.
Yeah, it was great. And it was the punctuation of a great week of football. The Thursday night game, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game, the 3 o'clock slate yesterday. Really everything other than Bears-Lions really enjoyable.
I'm thinking this NFL is here to stay.
It might work.
You think?
It might be a sustainable enterprise.
They might have something here.
Yeah.
It comes down to McLaughlin. And what was hyped as the game of the year and has over-delivered. 47-yard attempt to stay undefeated.
Slow down, Joe.
Oh, he punched at it. And it had no chance at all. Low and off to the left. The moment was too big.
That's a classic case of the moment being too big for him. Because we saw him in regulation make a kick. And now this moment here, the game winner, his fundamentals just broke down.
His fundamentals just broke down. Boog's giving us kicking fundamentals.
After a
great game.
So the moment, just to be clear.
the moment is not big until overtime.
Right. In overtime, moment's way too big for McLaughlin. But end of regulation, that moment's just big enough.
1 second on the clock. Yeah, you know, it was not
the big. Moment was too big.
That's a classic case of the moment being too big for.
It's like those 60 Minutes interviewers who just say something and then get the subject to repeat it back. They're like, so it was a setup. They're like, it was a setup. The moment was too big. The moment was too big.
That's a big flaw with football. The kickers decide outcomes, but that's how it works. And I'm not convinced the Seahawks are the best team in the NFL, as good as they were last night. To go on the road and be the first team to clip Kyle Shanahan's San Francisco 49ers. It's a great road win. They have the MVP, Russell Wilson. I don't know if I would feel great about putting money down on them to go to the Super Bowl. It seems like every week we're changing our minds on who has the signature win this week. Well, it's Seattle. Seattle has this week. 2 weeks ago, it was New Orleans. I mean, we're switching every other week here.
We are. I have no good... Listen, that's why it's a great game, right? There's so much parity, and then the playoffs come down to just one game, so it's not like a best-of-seven series or anything like that. I guess if you had to pick one team and you say, hey, there's $1 million on the table, you get to pick it up if you're right, you'd be a fool not to say the Patriots.
I'd probably lean Patriots, yes.
But we just saw Lamar Jackson crush him. We know the Chiefs' offense is not healthy but scary. Saints, Niners, Seahawks, Packers.
I like the Saints very, very much. I know they just laid an egg against a lousy team in Atlanta, I still think defensively they're better than some of the other teams. They're better than Seattle for me defensively. They're better than the Packers defensively, and they have so many weapons. But they couldn't get anything going against Atlanta the other day.
I know. It's been weird, right? There's no dominant team. It's clearly going to be a wide-open year heading into the playoffs, which is just how the NFL wants it. We'll see if Boomer Esiason has a better read on it, if I'm being too hard on Ryan Pace with the revelation from today and what he took away from Bears and Lions. Boomer Esiason next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.